This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hiya.
Hello, 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 it's me. There's a lot of good music built on just the opening line, hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? That was a song from the Doors.
Hello, is it me you're looking for?
Yeah, that's another great one. Okay, it's the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Happy to be along with you, connecting with lots of folks around the country, whether it be on social media, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter is Good Day On Air, and our new Doug line is 855-999-DOUG. It isn't new at all. We've had it for a long time. Just haven't really used it. But people are playing with it, and they call sometimes, and they don't really know what to do, as is exemplified by this caller.
Am I on? Hello.
Okay. Now, after he hung up, he called back again. Oh, we got to find push the other button there, James. Listen, if it doesn't come on top of the last one, then it's not worth. It's fun. It'll be fun and important to a point for you to express yourself that way. It's just nice.
You know what we should do? We should change the outgoing voicemail message. Have you ever called somebody and their message is like, "Hello"? Hey, yeah. I'm not here right now. And it's that pause. And it's like, hey, I'm not here right now, but leave a message. And you've already started talking like, hey, how are you? And
then it continues
on.
Well, we can do like you do. Hi, it's Jay, and you've reached me on my phone line. I just love.
Oh,
when I call you.
If you'd like a quicker response, please text me.
Right, exactly. I don't listen to my phone calls. All right, so James has found this fellow realizes what he's done. So here he is with the second call.
As a young man, I remember listening to Eisenhower's farewell speech to the country, and one of the last things he said was, "Beware of the military-industrial complex." Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. And that was something, a point I made. I hope that we don't have to be, this is not discriminatory about age, but those of us who remember, see, this is one of the problems with the school system. The fact that we're not teaching history, we're teaching people how to be woke, and we're teaching them about their sexuality, but where's the math, where's the English, where's the history, where's the science, where's learning about yourself, your body? Anyway, the military-industrial complex. Eisenhower was probably the first kingpin as the director of Allied forces in Europe in World War II. He had first-hand experience, so he saw what they did, and they are doing it now even more so than they did then. So that's something, yes, thank you, sir, for reminding us. Help yourself, 855. Say it again, Jay.
It shows how far back it goes.
Yep, 855-999-DOUG. I have to go back to Kool-Aid for a minute before we go on into some other issues like the federal debt. We were talking in the Farm Food and Family Report about the Kool-Aid, and I don't think as I look more deeply into what Kool-Aid does or can do. If you weren't listening, you can go back into the GoodDayShow.com archives for it today and listen to it. The point I was trying to make is you can use Kool-Aid for lots of different things. You can put it in the detergent section in your dishwasher, and it will clean the dishwasher and the stuff that you've got in the dishwasher. Let's see here. It cleans toilets. It can be used as a dye in paint. When you add it to plain yogurt, it becomes a finger paint. How about that? Let's see here. It gets the scratches out of CDs. You can clean off coffee filter paper with it. You can lubricate a bicycle chain with it. Let's see here. Anyway, there's a lot of... you can use it to get rid of dandruff.
It's the cleaning stuff. It's the using
tie-dye your shirt.
That gets me.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, though, with tie-dye. If you are because I have done this before, especially with Kool-Aid and with food coloring, if you tie-dye a shirt with that, mm-hmm. as soon as you wash that shirt, your designs are gone.
Right. All right. Well, anyway, it's Kool-Aid. It gives new meaning to the expression of drinking the Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Going along with that. So let's talk about the federal debt. The projections that have come as they grow every day. We are now several trillion dollars ahead of where we were when this whole debate got started. And most, if you do the research and look around, most of the costs are veterans benefits that are being increased and the rate hikes we have to pay. We're shooting ourselves in the foot. Think about it this way. The Fed is increasing the rate of interest being charged on loans, which the federal government has to pay as it borrows money as the biggest borrower in the world. In the history of the world, nobody has borrowed as much money as the federal U.S. Treasury has at the moment.
0 cents.
Right. So we're costing ourselves, we should exempt ourselves from the rate hikes in some way, shape, or form. So anyway, the president is now trying to steer the debate about fiscal responsibility, I would call it fiscal irresponsibility, away from these two programs, the veterans benefits and Social Security, and then put it on other things. We have the military industrial complex is where we have the most rapid spending growth. Now, the Social Security thing, you know, if you're going to look and if you're going to come down on the side of something, obviously the folks who are taking Social Security are the biggest group of voters. So somebody's got to be aware of that. Somebody's got to wake up Biden to that. And so he's making points as he goes back and forth with the Republicans over taxes and spending and raising the debt by isolating out Social Security. Well, politicians love to do this because then it sort of reminds me of the same approach when there was a move afoot to kill all of the federal money that was going to public radio and NPR and PBS and stuff, the public broadcasting system. So Hillary Clinton gets into an interview and she says, "Oh, no! Cancel Barney! Oh my God, can you imagine? No more Barney! What the hell are you talking about?" Like, the only money that came from the feds was used to produce Barney. But it was smart because you're focusing on one thing that everybody knows about, everybody can identify, and then they say, "My God, no! You're gonna cancel Barney?" And the same thing is true here. We're gonna cut Social Security if we don't add to the debt. Never mind. This is how phony these people are. All of the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse that is so much a part of every department. Nobody ever gets fired. None of the laws are ever sunsetted. It just, they vote them in, and it goes on and on and on.
And then they exempt themselves from everything. How many lawsuits or other things are going on behind closed doors that just get brushed under a rug? Again, it's what we've been talking about. I feel like most of the morning, look at what the right hand is doing so you don't see what the left hand is doing, or vice versa.
Distraction.
Like thing.
Right. So there are some forecasts that came out yesterday from the Congressional Budget Office showing that Medicare and Social Security spending has outpaced the growth in tax revenues over the past few years. And that's because those of us who are baby boomers have reached retirement age. Well, I haven't, but some who are my age have decided they're going to retire. So they're going to take Social Security and go off into the sunset. So the more retirees that we have, and because of the fact that they are, as I said a moment or two ago, a strong electoral force, the politicians won't touch this with a 10-foot pole. And Biden knows it, so that's why he's appealing to you if you're over the age of 62. And then you're the one he's talking to. You can't let these people cut your benefits. Like that's the only thing that's going to be cut or the only thing that's going to be affected. But somebody has given him a smart message. And he says, look it, if we don't do this, we're going to have to spend a lot more money to fix the problem. And the Republicans aren't going to help you either, because instead of cutting the budget, which is what the Republicans want to do, that's what McCarthy has said, let's cut spending where we can. No, Biden says the Republican plan will drive the debt up by $3 trillion. So who do you believe? What do you know, and how do you know it? That's the question. But all I know is that these projections certainly will intensify the fight over moving the debt ceiling up. And because they're politicians, they can smooth it over and they get attention from the news media. And away it goes. Right? Here we go into another no-win situation.
That's a scary thought.
Yeah, there's no winning this. They just keep spending. So, anyway. Apparently, the latest stuff floating around, pardon the pun, about the Chinese balloon is it was actually sent to spy on military bases in Guam and Hawaii. We have a military base, the Anderson Air Force Base in Guam, where this program is heard on K-57. I remember going when I went to, I've been to Guam a couple of times, and when I went there once, I went out, John Anderson, who, God love him, was the morning host and the program director of the radio station, spent a couple of days with me taking me around the island, and we went to Anderson Air Force Base, a huge complex. It was built before World War II as a way for us to make sure that we were able to stop the Japanese in their tracks. All of that stuff around that area of the South Pacific was very important strategically for us. Anyway, so the Chinese sent the spy balloons to Guam and also to Hawaii, where, of course, Pearl Harbor there, so they could see what's going on. They're very sensitive. But back to what Jay said a while ago, are we ever going to know what really were the components of this spy satellite? What was there? How was it built? From whom did the parts come? Because there's some people that say they were American parts. Won't that be raw when you get down to it? We have so much Chinese junk that appears in our technology. If the Chinese used our technology to build a satellite to spy on us, there you go. Think about that. 18 after the hour.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait. Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology? Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. While supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get out of here, 23 after the hour. It's social media time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Your thoughts, your comments. So Jay has posted at DougSteffen.com a driving, it's kind of a driving course. And so
these are things people need to know.
If you've never heard about the zipper merge before, perhaps you might explain what's there and then what sort of reaction we're getting from people as they see what the zipper merge is all about. Actually, when you look at it, if you go to the the Good Day Show page, gooddayshow.com, actually you see this on Facebook. The Facebook address is Good Day Radio Show. So you see how the zipper merge works, and it does look like a zipper when you look at it this way.
It does when it's done properly. It's anytime you're in a construction zone or anywhere where you see two lanes merging into one, and what typically happens is people want to get over into the other lane as soon as possible, mm-hmm. and then it creates a backup in the one lane while the other lane just has all this open road that should be usable. You're supposed to go all the way up until it's time to merge, and then you just alternate cars, like one car goes in, and then and another car goes in right after the car that's already in that lane. And it's kind of like alternating, taking turns. And that keeps traffic actually flowing, using up all the road rather than having that unused space.
Yeah.
And just blocking things up.
Here's what
Doug, it looks like a zipper.
It does. John Nielsen says many people don't like those who do it correctly and stay in the second lane until the end. A lot of people don't know how to drive. Yes, sir, you're right about that. They don't know the rules, and you're right about that. Don't get me started on roundabouts. Yeah, me too on that.
We're the traffic
going through that.
Yes, that will be the next lesson.
Good God. We have a couple of new ones. The feds have mandated that roads be changed so that they just can't fill out or flow into another road. You have to have an abrupt stop. And so that's being done all around the country. If you want federal funds for your road work, then you got to do the road work the way they want you to do it. So anyway, it's unga bunga. All right, let's see.
We also need to talk about very quickly, if there is a traffic light and the power is out, it becomes a four-way stop.
So
just keep going. It becomes a four-way stop. I have seen so many near accidents because people just fly right through them.
Yep. All right, we've asked you to give us your take on the UFOs that may or may not be above our country. This is, of course, connected to the Chinese spy balloon. Stephen Jay says, you want to read these or you want me to read them? It's up to you. Yeah, I'm looking at Stephen Jay's.
Let's see. I have Jeff. Okay, Stephen Jay's. There's Stephen. Stephen says, I think it's fun to think about, but seems ironic if there were sophisticated, if they were sophisticated enough aliens out there. Here, I have to interrupt you, Stephen. I feel like UFOs are so synonymous with extraterrestrials anymore.
Yeah.
Where it's really just an unidentified flying object that could be originated.
Some of them,
yes. It's one of those, it's open to interpretation, but yes. The mind always goes to aliens. All right, so I think it's fun to think about it, that there's sophisticated life in aliens to get here, and they would not have self-technology that is not several steps beyond ours. I like the theory they invented computers, i.e. technology. This is well beyond the vast majority of what makes us fix them or understand it. The omnipresent. No, it's all poop emoji. There are billions of mini-satellites in our hands right now, seeing and hearing everything and controlling our mind, i.e. smartphones.
There you go. All right, let's see. What is it? Will Scopa says, UFCOs, unidentified flying Chinese objects. Yeah, there we go. We just threw an extra letter in there. Let's see. Leonard Hoffman says, yes, Doug, you're right. Of course I'm right. Donald Trump was not presidential. He was more childish than anything. This is something that has nothing to do with that, but it's another insight from people. I don't have to be right. You don't have to agree with me if you don't want to. If you do, great. You can share that or not.
Aliens came. They saw and they said, we're leaving.
Yeah, right. They looked at Donald Trump as president and thought, oh, see.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A Black Hawk helicopter from the Tennessee National Guard crashed in Alabama, killing two crew members on a training mission yesterday afternoon. The UH-60 crashed in the unincorporated community of Harvest along Alabama Highway 53. That's about a half hour's drive northwest of Huntsville, Alabama. Witnesses at the scene called the pilot a hero for avoiding buildings. The witness continued, saying, "It sounded like a big rig engine braking just before it hit the ground." One person is dead and three more injured after a shooting at a mall in El Paso, Texas. Two men were arrested and taken into custody after the shooting. El Paso Interim Police Chief Peter Pasillas.
We have two in custody. We had off-duty officers working at the local establishment within the mall, and were on scene at 5:08 p.m. in 3 minutes. That officer immediately took one individual into custody.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
can... I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice. Not only us reading your words, join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with me, Doug Steffen, and with her, Jay Kirshner. With her, she's, what are you a her or a she? How do we do you? You're her, she, they, what are you? What,
her, yeah. She? I'm a candy her, bar.
She's a candy
chocolate bar.
Okay, let's get to some good news. 23-year-old woman just set the challenge record for the fastest solo rowing across the Atlantic Ocean. She departed from the Canary Islands on the 10th of December. Her name is Miriam Payne. She rowed 59 days, 16 hours and 36 minutes before she arrived in Antigua. The extraordinary feat accomplished to raise money for a charity that focuses on the well-being of women in their body and their mind. So that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Imagine what her back and her arms must look like after all that rolling.
That was, and I am pretty, I'm usually like, let's not comment on other people's bodies, but that was my first thought too, Doug. Like,
yeah.
How
jacked the muscles,
her back muscles, her shoulder muscles.
Yep. Yeah. She had a problem, as you would imagine, sleep deprivation. How do you sleep when you're in a rowboat crossing the Atlantic Ocean? Thank you. She had hallucinations. She was hungry, ran out of food. So anyway, she...
One had to battle strong winds. And she rowed to keep on pace to set the record for the female record. She had to row for 15 hours a day, every day.
Average temperature in the ocean, 86 degrees, where she... I would bet that she went... If she went down in Antigua, she probably followed there's a current that runs from the North Sea, north of England, down into Florida and south of there. And now I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, the current, she might have been in that. Probably helped her a little bit.
There was a moment where she was worried she wasn't going to set the record because she rode for 18 hours one day and made it less than 10 miles.
Yeah, right. So that is a problem in and of itself. It was sponsored by the Talisker Whiskey Company. It was their Atlantic Challenge, described as the toughest endurance event on Earth. All food, water, and other necessities had to be brought with her. There was nobody. Now, was there somebody following her in a trail boat? Because sometimes that happens when you're doing this sort of thing. You go out and you are doing the work, but there's somebody close by that helps you in case you get into trouble. So that would make some sense, I think, right? In this circumstance, rowing 15, 16, 17, 18 hours a day. Good God. All right. Last night... On the Masked Singer, I don't usually watch these shows, and I didn't, but I saw a lot of people talking about it on social media, so I thought I'd dig in. Because,
well, spoiler alert.
Yeah, we're going to spoil anybody who hasn't seen Tough, you know, because we're going to talk about what happened last night. Thank you.
No, masking.
Yes. So the oldest person that had been on the program prior to last night's guest was William Shatner, who is 91, I think. He was on the show last year, and so they thought, just as you thought, they couldn't get anybody older
or more legendary.
All right, here we come. Dick Van Dyke, Emmy winner, Tony winner, Grammy winner, SAG winner, stage and screen star. He was the person unmasked. So they have yet to unmask Dustin Hoffman, Robert De Niro, Mel Brooks. All those people have been guests, but they haven't been the people behind behind the mask, if you will. So who's that? Robin Thicke's on the show, right?
Jenny McCarthy.
Wahlberg, married to Donnie Wahlberg. Ken, how do you pronounce the name? Zhang? How do you pronounce that guy's name?
Ken Jeong.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah.
He was a doctor before he became
a
comedic
actor. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so there's that. Now we've spoiled it for people who haven't seen the show. Sorry. Too bad. The FBI. Now, here, your tax dollars at work. Here we go again. The FBI has gone back to Joe Biden's house to see if he's got some more stuff hidden away. And they've also gone to the University of Delaware, where his Senate papers are held. The investigation continues into his handling of government documents. What a load of crap. Jeepers crow, have we got nothing better? So what? Who cares? Biden, Trump, any of them, Kamala Harris. Well, she can't really read. Oops, should I have said that?
What?
Yeah, right.
There's weird static. I didn't hear anything. What?
Good, okay, yeah. Anyway, so there's that. The Justice Department also says today they're not going to prosecute Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida after investigating him on suspicion of sex trafficking. This is a really weird. George Sayre, we have such wonderful people who represent you in Congress. Isn't it great? Sex traffickers. Oh, well, he was found not guilty. Well,
these people aren't just randomly appointed. They're voted in. That says a whole lot.
Yep, sure does. Here's some anger aimed at the mass shooter in Buffalo. The murderer of these people, the judge said, "I have no mercy for you." The families were angry, and they said it. So Peyton Gendron was sentenced to life in prison without parole. The judge said to this 19-year-old kid he deserved no mercy whatsoever. There were people in the families of the murder victims, of his murdering ways, lunged at him in the courtroom. A lot of emotion, as you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
The judge imposed the mandatory sentence. No place for you.
Racist targeted attack.
Yep, or your evil ideologies in a civilized society. No understanding, no second chances. Yep, and does this... I had lunch with the chief of police in my town yesterday. And I asked him whether... What had the most effect on people in terms of deterring crime? Was it arrests, prosecution, or sentencing? And he said, without a doubt, especially with the attitude and atmosphere that we have today where people are being let out of jail, you know, they're not being charged.
Overcrowding all the time.
Right, yeah. He said, the only thing that really works is, as a deterrent, is the sentencing and how much jail time or whatever the punishment is. And because the punishment isn't as strong as it used to be, there are more crimes. Makes sense, right, when you think it through? So, in this circumstance, does the publicity around this guy getting life in prison without parole, do you think it will deter anybody else? No, it doesn't deter anybody because if they're going to do it, they're mad to begin with. They're insane. They're out of their minds. They're not paying any attention to this stuff. So does that mean we shouldn't send people to jail for the rest of their lives? No. It means they ought to be all, they're not only people that do this, but drug dealers who are responsible for the deaths of people because they deal in drugs that are deadly. Those people should be in jail for the rest of their lives. Rapists, they should be in jail for the rest of their lives.
Anybody who has a crime against a child?
No mercy.
Absolutely.
Yep. No mercy whatsoever. So I think I made myself clear on that. I think I made myself clear.
Very clear.
All right, here we go to New Zealand for a moment. Four people have died as a result of Cyclone Gabriel. Is it Gabrielle or Gabriel? I guess Gabrielle is the female. And that's this looks like it's a translation is female.
Gabrielle.
Yeah, anyway.
I thought it was Gabriel.
A lot of flooding, a lot of landslides. Officials confirmed a child's body was found, too. This is Mother Nature
6.0. Well, and here's the thing, the rain that came in that created all the flooding, people died before the cyclone even came.
Yeah.
People had been dying. It's so,
Yeah, tough stuff. All right, that was, what do we have for time? Yeah, I want to spend a minute or two on this. We talk about, I was looking at this story about the boys' soccer team, the captain, who was rescued in a cave, dying at the age of 17. And I was thinking about, and then there's this Belgian soccer goalie who's dead at 25. And you know, you look around at football, there's been a lot of death and younger people dying, it seems, of late. I was talking on the air, I think, yesterday about my friend, Pat Adams, who died down in Dallas, and looking at her obituary. And I don't mean this to be crude, but I wonder whether folks think when you are and when you're saying goodbye to a loved one or you're looking for information about someone you knew, a loved one or otherwise, should obituaries have a lot more information about the person, how they died? I always want to know that. Even when we talk, like we were.
It's morbid, off, but yeah, curiosity is definitely.
Right.
And that information is listed in some of it. I think it's because people, if they want to add that information, they will, and they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of times it's just absolutely nothing.
Well, I think that brings me into thinking about when we die, what happens. You know, there are people who have been resuscitated who believe that they have gone to the afterlife and came back. And then there are those who say, nah, that's just an illusion. I don't know. I know what I believe about living after life. My own thoughts are that we continue, that that we are reborn. In fact, that there is a way for one soul to move through various bodies and that sort of thing. I believe that we are souls in a human body. We are not bodies with souls. We are souls with bodies, if that makes sense. But some of the things that you read about, the lights, the tunnel, throw the bright light. And there are a lot of doctors who say that the brain is being starved of oxygen, and that's why you see or experience what you think you are seeing or experiencing.
But what about the paranormal phenomena that happen to loved ones of these people? Like a loved one dies and somebody is in a completely different state and their lights flicker at that exact moment. Or
yeah.
A phone that is supposed to not be working or is not plugged in all of a sudden rings at
works.
That exact moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that there's more than just a little to what happens, whether you go out of your body, you come back into your body, you meet people who are dead. There are those. I have had many conversations on the air and off the air with people who were some people call them psychics. There are those who communicate with the dead, the so-called dead, and they can have a conversation. You can get readings from folks in certain circumstances where you're brought into connection with your mother or your brother who has passed or somebody that was close to you. Or I remember once in a quasi-seance, the woman running it said, do you recognize this person? She described my father. So, yeah, I think that when we die, the whole new world, frankly. 48 after the hour, this is a good day.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is logging his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSync. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect and support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Ray Maliazzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Past the hour now on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to answer your questions or to answer my questions. Not that we don't always have lots of questions, but these are sort of specific and they are directed. For example, here's a question about exercise. There are those, I didn't know that human beings could have fatty liver. I knew cows could have fatty liver because I've had cows over the years. My cows have sometimes come up with it, and a few cows have died of fatty liver disease. So what the heck is that, and what alleviates the problem of having liver fat?
This is a remarkably common problem. About 30% of adults worldwide have this. This is non-alcoholic fatty liver, and it can lead to some serious issues with the liver. And the good news is, this week out of the American Journal of Gastroenterology, is that moderate exercise, no more than that, and here in this study, 150 minutes per week, significantly reduced the risk of liver fat. So just another reason to get cleared for that moderate exercise each week.
All right, next question has to do with a pill that will bring relief from chronic constipation. So what is this? I'm looking at a reference to a vibrating pill. So I'm intrigued by that. You put the pill in your mouth and it vibrates. What is this?
Doug does think about vibrators, and this is another way to look at the vibrators. This is real, and this is FDA approved this in August of 2022. It's coming out this week. It's called Vibrant, V-I-B-R-A-N-T. It's a vibrating pill that may bring relief from chronic constipation. So if you have three or fewer bowel movements per week. It's indicated if you have hard, difficult stools. Who doesn't get that occasionally? This is an option when other pills haven't worked. There's no drug in this. It actually, you swallow it and it vibrates and it pushes its way through, and then you deposit it in the toilet with the bowel movement. And this is an interesting option. Side effects, actually, in the placebos, the placebo had more side effects than the Vibrant. So if you're dealing with constipation and you have no easy solution, ask your doctor, because this week he or she finally can give you a prescription for a Vibrant. It's about $69 max out of pocket. If you have insurance, hopefully it'll be even less.
All right, speaking of this week, it's International Childhood Cancer Week. There are a network of parent organizations that go all across the world that help work on cancer in children to ensure that these youngsters with cancer get the best possible care. Are there great leaps? We've been talking about some things for adults, but are there leaps and strides because of hospitals like St. Jude's dealing with childhood cancer, Ken?
Yes, and yes, St. Jude's does a great job. They're having great strides, but this is an area where, boy, if you have some extra dollars, it's a great place to put them to use, because there's still a need for more and more research.
400,000 children under the age of 20, every year diagnosed with cancer. That seems unbelievable. There's so much stuff in the air, that sort of thing. And most of them now, they have effective treatments for it, management methods, that sort of thing. But some of them, the stories you see on those commercials, wow, they really tug at your heartstrings. All right, next, the factors involved in your grip. People say to me, you have such a firm grip. Well, I use one of those gripping devices when I'm on the air. I squeeze it because it's good for the muscles in my hand. What happens if you don't have a strong grip, Ken?
Well, a real study published this week in Journal of Cachexia, Sarcopenia, and Muscle demonstrates that as you get older and you have a weaker grip, it just indicates you're going to have a shorter life. I think what it means is the rest of your body from head to toe is weaker, and it's demonstrated by your weak grip. So as you're getting older, out of middle age, and that grip is just getting weaker, just another good reason to get cleared, to get into the gym and get stronger.
Yeah, well, there's all kinds of ways of doing it, that's for sure. And as I was pointing out, I have this thing right here. It's a little, and I remember sometimes I have it in the car or the truck with me, and people have been in the truck and they'd pick it up and they'd squeeze it, or they'd try to, and they say, "You can squeeze that?" Yeah, I think that it's good for your hands, good for your forearms. It's a good circulatory measurement, if you will, right, for that part of your body as well. Good.
Yeah, helpful. Strong grip, longer life. Good
right.
job.
It sounds like a new slogan for a store, right? Strong, our doctor. This could be your new slogan. Stronger grip, longer life. There it is. Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Check him out at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400 down in Florida. This is Good Day Health.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.